From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Russian ambassador to Turkey was shot and killed during a brazen attack in Ankara Monday while attending a Russian-sponsored photo exhibition. The Russian Foreign Ministry confirmed Andrei Karlov's death following the shooting. The Turkish news channel NTV reported that police shot and killed the gunman. Dorian Jones, a reporter for VOA, is in Ankara.
I think there will all be questions over the kind of protection the Russian ambassador had, given the fact of the sensitivity of the time, and that it has to put this in a wider context. This comes just at a time when Turkey and Russia are rebuilding relations after last year's downing by Turkish jets of a Russian bomber operating from Syria. That saw relations hit rock bottom. There are rapprochement efforts going on, but this will... Again, I think put strain on those relations. Russia will want to know what security measures were there to protect their ambassador.
Jones says the killing comes a day before the Turkish ambassador is scheduled to meet with his Russian counterpart in Moscow. The United Nations Security Council today approved a resolution urging the immediate deployment of UN monitors to formerly rebel-held eastern Aleppo, Syria.
Getting these monitors in to eastern Aleppo, onto the buses, at the points of egress from the besieged part of eastern Aleppo, which is now very small but has in it tens of thousands of people still, that urgent implementation of this resolution is everything.
As U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations, Samantha Power, spoke on Monday, people are continuing to evacuate the last rebel-held areas of Aleppo, Syria, and a pair of villages under rebel siege. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Members of the U.S.